and welcome to Swiss Info's programme for October the 29th. I'm Thomas Stevens. It's an American-themed news roundup this week. We'll look at the US midterm elections and how they affect Switzerland, the latest developments in the spat between the US Department of Justice and Swiss bank UBS, and we'll also find out why every year more than 700 Swiss pay good money to torture themselves in the New York Marathon.
It's been very threatening, it's been very Gestapo, if you will, in the way that it's been presented.
Strong words indeed. Not about the New York Marathon, I might add. Find out what's been very Gestapo later on. But before we cross the Atlantic, a story about two words that rarely complement each other, condoms and Catholics. On October the 25th, the Catholic Church of Lucerne launched an AIDS prevention campaign, which included the distribution of 3,000 custom-wrapped condoms outside the city's main railway station. At the same time, a Catholic mission began a roadshow that educates young people about life in Uganda and in South Africa, where HIV and AIDS are a severe problem. Over the next 3 weeks, the trucks will travel to other parts of Switzerland. Florian Flohr, spokesman for the Catholic Church of the city of Lucerne, told Swiss Info,
"We want to discuss this with youth, with other people, and we thought it's good to give them a sign that we are not from the first or the second millennium, but we are from this time, and you can discuss with open with us. There are no taboos."
Unsurprisingly, reactions to the AIDS campaign, in particular the one involving free condoms, have been mixed. A spokesman for the Diocese of Chur in eastern Switzerland said it sent the wrong signal, adding that, from a medical point of view, I also think it's wrong because we know that condoms don't provide absolute protection. Of course, no one said they did, but when the Pope is on record as saying condoms aggravate the problem, one shouldn't turn to the Church for informed medical insights. And now to the United States and Barack Obama's midterm crisis. On November the 2nd, Americans go to the polls to vote in what are known as midterm elections. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives and a third of the 100 seats in the Senate are up for grabs, and things aren't looking good for the Democrats. Most independent forecasts expect them to lose their majority in the House and exchange their controlling majority in the Senate for a razor-thin one. Swiss Info's Tim Neville spoke to politically active Democrats and Republicans who live in Switzerland and explains what the midterm elections mean for the country.
Well, of course, if you talk to the Republicans, they are quite frankly rather surprised that all of a sudden that this is going so well for them. If you remember back in 2008, when Obama was elected, there was a massive outpouring of support around the world, even including here in Switzerland. For the Democrats here, this is very worrying for them. They see it as a recipe for gridlock, as a way of all of a sudden blocking important legislation that they see that needs to happen, needs to get pushed through. But for here in Switzerland, a power shift like this probably will not mean too much, in all honesty, because things like this take time to sort of, gain some traction and momentum. It's not like all of a sudden the hunt for illegal assets or undeclared tax money is going to disappear. Governments all over the world are desperate for money, and they're going to find ways to get dollars any way that they can.
Swiss banking secrecy, has that played a role in the midterm elections? Has that featured?
Again, I think it depends on who you ask. If you ask the Republicans here in Switzerland, they see that more as an invasion of privacy. Now, individual liberty is a big buzzword among Republicans, and so they would be quick to say, yes, things like this sort of rally the Republican base and get them to push big government out, get out of our lives, that kind of thing.
Ed Flaherty is head of the Swiss branch of Republicans Abroad. Let's hear what he has to say about the subject.
Most of the people here are not the ultra-wealthy hiding their money. I mean, we're just, we're working-class people. We have jobs and we happen to be living overseas, and we need access to a bank account. And, the sort of IRS crackdown on overseas bank accounts has had an adverse effect on the everyday American living in Switzerland and overseas as well. And that's been a real big issue. It's been very threatening. It's been very Gestapo, if you will, in the way that it's been presented. And again, the back channel from the IRS is, well, we're not interested in the people in Switzerland. It's the Americans who are living in America hiding their money in Switzerland and elsewhere. But, the law doesn't make that distinction. It says if you're an American, you have to report your accounts, and we can do all these draconian things to you if you don't. So that's a real issue for people.
But the Republicans also feel that that while banking secrecy and this assault sort of on so-called tax havens may have spurned, you know, their base to get out and vote, they also see it as a vote against sort of entrenched Washington old guard politics, that it's time to sort of clean house and get new people in there who are ready to bring a fresh face to Washington. And the Democrats say, you know, this is the same battle cry we used in 2008 when we were looking to change the guard, that this is something that everyone says when elections come around and they're trying to get their party in and the other one out.
Tim Neville. Also this week, on October the 24th, the U.S. Department of Justice sought to dismiss criminal proceedings against UBS because it said the Swiss bank had met its obligations. UBS, which paid a penalty of $780 million in February 2009, had admitted it helped roughly 17,000 clients with $20 billion of assets hide their accounts from the Internal Revenue Service. As part of the settlement, UBS handed over names of more than 250 client accounts and ended its U.S. cross-border banking business. It later revealed about 4,450 additional accounts. 2 days later, UBS reported a third-quarter net profit of 1.66 billion Swiss francs, helped by an 825 million franc net tax credit. In a minute, we'll hear how Swiss Info readers reacted to the big stories of the week. But first, some music. Feeling depressed about the midterm elections and not sure whether American voters will come out red or blue? Here's a classic track from a New Yorker with Swiss roots. Back in 1986, Cyndi Lauper, or Lauper, as her ancestors would have introduced themselves, recorded True Colors, which reached number one in the States, but peaked in Switzerland at number 17. True Colors by Cyndi Lauper. And now it's your chance to have your say. For every story on Swiss Info, you can write in and leave your comments, either agreeing with the article and praising the witty turns of phrase, or more often venting spleen at why the world is going to pot. Last week, Defence Minister Uli Maurer ruffled a lot of feathers when he said Switzerland's secret military bunkers dotted along the border should be closed since they no longer corresponded to modern threats, were in the wrong place, and cost too much money to maintain. Not all Swiss Info readers who wrote in agreed. In fact, hardly any did.
This is the most stupid thing any Swiss has ever said in the history of the country. Is this for real? Hello? We need to be able to protect ourselves when the day comes that we have to defend ourselves once again. And that day is coming soon.
Said Itza from Canada, who clearly knows something we don't. Frank in Switzerland reckoned,
these soft-headed politicians need to be voted out and replaced by more realistic ones who can continue to preserve the uniqueness of Switzerland and not appease and capitulate to the corrupt EU aggressors.
Ra in Switzerland was the only reader living in the 21st century.
Good riddance. We don't need these relics. And building them in the first place was a mistake. Our most effective deterrence of war is to support democracy and to fight the war on poverty.
Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Let us and all our readers and listeners know. Now it's time for Out and About, where raving Swiss Info journalists report from the far corners of Switzerland, or indeed the world. The Swiss are front-runners in many international surveys on wealth, quality of life and business appeal. But they're also leaders in an unexpected field. Dale Bechtel has the story.
What does Lady Gaga or her song Bad Romance have to do with a Zurich-based headhunter? Well, not much really. But before you accuse me of using a provocative pop song gratuitously to grab your attention for a story about an amateur marathon runner, that's what this is actually about, here's the connection. This is the sound of me running with Philippe Chanin. Normally, the professional headhunter working in the financial sector jogs alone along the shores of Lake Zurich. accompanied by Lady Gaga, courtesy of his iPod. And that's not the only connection. On November 7th, Chanin will be running the streets of New York, Lady Gaga's hometown, and he may need the pop singer for motivation, because the 38-year-old has never run a marathon before, and he's starting with the world's biggest.
I did in the past 3-4 years different kind of challenges. The running one is still open. And then I said, let's do a marathon. If I have to do it, then I do the nicest one and the most famous one, which one is the New Yorker one. Then I love New York. I worked a lot. Everything come together.
If you think he's crazy wanting to launch his marathon career in New York, well, he's not alone. There are more than 40,000 others taking part, including a small army of Swiss runners who are prepared to pay big bucks to run in the Big Apple.
The costs are approximately like 3,000 Swiss francs. That includes airfare, hotel accommodation. We organize all transfers, of course, the race entry, transfer to the starting line, and we do also marathon eve celebration dinner. That includes a cruise around Manhattan to celebrate.
This is Marcus Roth. He's a runner too. But more importantly for this story, Roth runs a travel agency in Zurich specializing in marathons. Each year, he sends 250 Swiss to New York for the event. About a third of all Swiss will be pounding the New York pavement on race day.
It is expensive, but it's definitely worth it. After a marathon in New York, they come to me and say, that was even a better day than my own marriage or the birth of my first child or whatever. It's probably the spectators, the whole city of New York, they give them the idea to be a Olympic champion.
Various surveys of marathon runners have found that elite businessmen, not necessarily elite athletes, figure prominently among the runners. And Switzerland has more than its share of top managers, since it's a leading financial and insurance center, and where many multinationals have their headquarters. These people are seeking personal achievement and self-esteem. Roth estimates that about one in every three of his clients entered in the New York City Marathon as a first-timer, and the average age is between 55 and 65. Chanin is a youngster in comparison. But he's typical of this class of high-earning executives who become thrill-seekers since they already have most things money can buy.
Is this a challenge for you to do the New York City Marathon?
Absolutely. This is the challenge of this year. I had one for February, which one I completed.
Which was?
It's doing skeleton in St. Moritz. So every year one or two challenges, which one I would like to do.
New York especially, we have definitely upper middle class to all the managers who want to achieve. It belongs to a good, how you say, tone, having finished New York City Marathon.
If you're successful in running in the time you want to run in during the marathon, do you think you'll continue, or do you think this will be your first and last marathon?
I think it will be my first and last marathon. I will surely continue to run, not in this high frequency, but I will surely continue to run.
Chanin welcomes any ideas for what he should do next. Maybe sailing, he said. Are you a sailor, I asked? No, he replied.
Dale Bechtel, thanks for listening. Read more about these stories and other Swiss news and views at swissinfo.ch. I'm Thomas Stevens.